we have stumbled into a very American system for driving opportunity, which is a primary concern in this society, much more so than it is in most others. It's how we legitimize ourselves. We believe as a public that big differences in earnings are okay as long as everybody gets a shot at great success in the American system. What's happened, it started really in the 1970s, but after 1983, and since then, it's become more and more apparent to just about everybody that college is the way we allocate opportunity now. How much college you get, which program you're in, which school you go to will determine your lifetime opportunity. It's no longer about going to work on the loading dock at the factory and working your way up to be CEO. That doesn't happen anymore. So college allocates opportunity. And as a result of that, it is really has become the primary institution in American life that decides where each of us ends up. And that is a very stark and in some cases harsh reality. In a way, it's the society that we wanted. There's good news in this. We as a people believe that others, all of us, each of us, ought to make their way in life through effort, excellence, hard work, and character. And what we like about the fact that the education system now drives opportunity is that it preserves individualism. That is, you have to do your own homework. Hopefully you take your own tests. You have to do the work. So your success is largely determined on the basis of your talent and your efforts. And we like that. The problem with this system is that success in college is also largely determined by your family income, your race, and your ethnicity. So we've built a society where people don't get opportunity that is bequeathed to them by their parents, but it is also true that their educational opportunity is bequeathed to them by their parents. So we've built a system that works the way we want. It preserves individualism and individual responsibility in driving opportunity, which is a very American idea. But at the same time, it has become a barrier for many people to upward mobility because of the cost, because of their preparation, which is not adequate, and a variety of other factors that keeps them from doing or being what they can be by going to college.